practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come your way once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. I thank you for the pleasure of your company as we gather together around the radio today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on this, the Lord's Day, Sunday, when Christians all around the world will gather together to worship the Lord. And we're going to begin with that old hymn that really tells us what it's all about, and that is, May Jesus Christ be praised. Well, I trust that is your goal, not just today, but every day of your life, and that is to praise the Lord Jesus Christ for who He is and for what He's done for you and for me on the cross of Calvary nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, it is a great delight to have you there by the radio today, and I thank you, as I said, for the pleasure of your company. And I encourage you to go to church today. If you don't have a church to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, we have a full schedule of ministries throughout the course of the week. And I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. That particular website is updated on a regular basis, and I would encourage you to go there from time to time and see what our ministry is all about. I do want to remind you, though, that beginning next Sunday, the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference will begin the summer session. Now, the Bible Conference is not a ministry of our church. It is a ministry of our sister ministry, that is Way of Truth Ministries, and we're looking forward to a great time. Our speakers this year will be Dr. Wendell Calder, Dr. David Kistler. Along with those two fellows, our conference missionary guest will be Ken Dua from Ghana. Our conference leader will be Jim O'Brien. Pastor Barry Yingling will be conducting a youth rally on Thursday evening of next week. And then, of course, our children's conference Sunday through Friday will be conducted by Margaret Smith. And there are various things taking place throughout the course of the week. The theme is Fellowship in the Family of God. Now, it's going to start next Sunday night at the casino in Lakemont. And if you're new to our area, remember the casino here is not a place to gamble, but rather it is a place to gather. And so we are going to be gathering for the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, and we would invite you to come out. The service, of course, next Sunday night is at 6, and then Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock in the evening, and then at 5:30, a free dinner is offered to those who attend. And so I would encourage you to put that on your calendar, put it in your schedule. That is the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, the 99th annual Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, Sunday, July 28th through Friday, August the 2nd. If you would like to have a brochure, please call us here at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or go to our website. That is the website of the Bible Conference, which is www.tcpbc.org. That's www.tcpbc.org. We would love to have you attend the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for giving us this another day to worship you, to serve you, to share you with others, to love you, and just to exalt you. I thank you for the opportunity that we have to produce this radio broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, for each one who's listening at this moment. You know their needs. I pray that those who do not know Christ will come to Christ, and that those who do know Christ will serve Christ. But Father, take the program and ultimately use it to exalt you, to lift you up, so that as we go throughout this day of worship and praise, that we truly will worship and praise you in spirit and in truth. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled, All We Need.
There's an emptiness around us. We can see it everywhere. Weary souls are broken and blinded by despair. In the hearts of God's children, in the wounded and the weak, we look to find our purpose in the hope of
passion for the Lord. In our churches, in our homes, it must be God and God alone who satisfies our longing for peace.
Find contentment is never satisfied in the things this world offers that will fade away with time.
Now more than ever, we must return to our first love and seek first His kingdom with our eyes fixed above. All we need power of God to fall fresh once more, to change us and to fill us with a passion for the Lord. In our churches, in our homes, it must be God and God alone who satisfies our longing for peace. Once more, to change us and to fill us with a passion for the Lord. In our churches, in our homes, it must be God and God alone who satisfies our longing for peace.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where the Word of God says, as Jesus is speaking, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And now before we look into the Word of God and study from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, a look at who God is and who we are, we're going to listen to another medley, "Jesus Paid It All, and There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood."
Thank you.
You know, we all realize that the Bible is the Word of God. And as we read the Bible from Genesis chapter 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22:21, we find that it speaks about God and who He is and what He's done for us through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and how He expects us to live. The Bible, the Word of God, is a book about God. It exalts Him in every chapter, in every verse of every book. But every now and then when you're reading through the Word of God, you find that you come across a passage of Scripture that really does exalt the Lord. And that is one of the passages that we're going to be taking a look at this morning. And it's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 is where David is basically giving his final words to the children of Israel. He's about ready to die. And really, he is blessing the people and offering a prayer unto God, as well as giving them an encouragement to continue after he himself goes home to be with the Lord. And notice what he says, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 through 15. It says, "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding." You can see that that's a tremendous passage of Scripture that speaks about the greatness of God. But as we work our way down through that text, we see it speaks not only about God's greatness, but how we should respond to God's greatness. So let's take a look at that this morning. First of all, let's observe God's greatness, and that's brought out for us in verses 10, 11, and 12. In verse 10, we see who God is, where David says, "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever." Who is God? Well, obviously, He is the Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Now, that had direct application to the children of Israel, simply because of the fact that it is God who brought the nation of Israel together. He is their Father. He is their founder. He is their leader. But you know, that also relates to those of us who are Christians today. God is our Father. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we become His children. We are a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And when we trust Christ as Savior, Romans chapter 8 says, we can go before Almighty God and say, Abba, Father. That is, Daddy, Father. We have a very close, intimate relationship with Him. But David said here in verse 10 that He is, that is, God, is our Father forever and ever. That talks about the security of the believer. Once we receive Jesus Christ as Savior and become a child of God, we never lose that status before God. Then we see what God possesses in verse 11. And actually, as we look at verse 11 of 1 Chronicles 29, we see five tremendous things that God possesses. David says, "Thine," that is, yours, O Lord, is what? The greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Those are all things that God is. He is the greatness because there's none greater. He is the power because He is omnipotent. There's none more powerful. He is the glory because there's none more glorious. He is the victory because there is none who has greater victory than does our God. And he is the Majesty, the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And because of that, we should give him consistent praise and adoration and worship. But then the verse goes on to say, and all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Yes, not only is the Lord the great one, the powerful one, the glorious one, the victorious one, and the majestic one, but everything that we see around us in heaven and in earth belongs to God. It is his kingdom. And therefore, we as his children should consistently exalt him as the head above all. We should not exalt self. We should not exalt others. But we should lift up our God in worship and praise because of what he possesses. But then in verse 12, we see what God does. It says, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. What we see there is that once again, David reminds us that everything comes from God. He is the one who possesses all riches and all honor. He's the one who reigns over all, but he is also the one that establishes us. He is the one who makes people and places great. He is the one that gives strength unto all, which means that we are all totally dependent upon him. Everything that we see, everything that we have, everything that we are comes from him. Every now and then you'll hear that somebody will say about somebody else, he pulled himself up by his own bootstraps. Have you ever heard that? Sure you have. What does that mean? It usually means that that's an individual who did everything for himself. But that's not biblically correct. Anything that we have has come from God. Anything that we are has come from God. It is God who created us. It is God who has made us. It is God who has sustained us. And therefore, we should give him praise. Well, that leads to our response to God's greatness. How should we respond to the great God that he is? Well, verse 13 tells us that we should respond with thanksgiving and praise. Notice it says, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. When we think of who he is and what he possesses and what he does, the natural response is to praise him, to exalt him. And I trust that you do that every day in your life. But I also trust that you'll do it today along with other Christians in churches where the Word of God is preached. Go to church today. Don't forsake the assembling of the church today. And with others, give God the thanks and the praise that is due him. But then, not only should we respond with thanksgiving and praise, but with recognition of who we are and what he's doing for us. Where it says in verses 14 and 15, and I'm always amazed at this when I read it, as David said, for who am I? And what is my people? Who am I? And what is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. If you were to read the context of 1 Chronicles 29, you will find that David was giving people the opportunity to give unto the building of what would become Solomon's temple. But even at that, David said, who are we to give unto your work? Everything that we have comes from you, but who are we to give unto your work? And he goes on and expresses who we are in verse 15, where he says, for we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. What that teaches us is that we are nothing apart from God. And yet, God allows us and, in fact, invites us to be co-laborers, co-workers with him. In this case, in 1 Chronicles 29, it was to give so that the monies could come in for the temple that Solomon was going to build. In our day, it is to give into the offering. It is to serve the Lord. It is to do what God wants us to do. When you stop to think of it, God could do everything himself, but he invites us to be a part of his team, to serve along with him, because he wants to bless us. And as we serve him, he does. So today, give God the praise for his greatness, and then respond with thanksgiving and praise, with recognition that we are nothing, but God gives us the opportunity to have a relationship with him through faith in Jesus Christ, and we can serve him, and we can give to him, and we can bless him through being co-laborers with him. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name and be saved, and then live for him. Thank you for joining me today. Until I greet you once again by Wave Radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.